Attention, attention. Welcome to Cybercast. This is your go-to show for cyber pros, enthusiasts, and anyone intrigued by the mysteries of cyber. Today, you're in for a treat as we bring you a recording straight from the prestigious Nordic-Baltic Security Summit 2024, hosted by NeverHack Estonia. If you enjoy this episode, please take a moment to share, comment, or give us a shout-out. So, are you ready? Let's jump into the show. Play the recording.
Greetings and welcome to listen another KuberCast episode. This recording is recorded at Nordic Baltic Security Summit. Yes. And today we are talking about Elastic. Elastic is a great tool for data collection and for its like data-like capabilities, and we, most of us, are familiar with its like performance on going through the data, and we have actually also previously covered this topic, how to use the Elastic as a data aggregation platform. But this time we will take the route to the security side, and fortunately we have Marvin here who can dig a little bit deeper on the Elastic security part, which we haven't covered that much. Greetings, Marvin. Please introduce yourself and tell why you are the correct person to be here with us.
That sounds good. Thank you very much. Hi, everyone. My name is Marvin Goma. I'm a security architect at Elastic, based out of Stockholm in Sweden. I'm also part of the global security specialist team at Elastic. I've been in the security operations and intelligence space for quite some time. And I just love everything security, and my focus is on Elastic security.
Very cool. So we have spoken about the Elastic, and like I told in the introduction, and you mentioned in our like pre-recording conversations that like most of people know the Elastic about its like data lake capabilities. And could you please go over like what is Elastic consisting actually like?
Right. So when you look at the history of Elastic, like you rightly said, we've started out as a data company. And the idea was, and to be strictly speaking, we're a search company founded out of the search use case, right? So our founder, Shay Bannon, basically said, hey, I want to make it easy for developers to develop apps where they bring their data and easily search through the data that is stored in their apps. That is still the core focus of our solution. But when you really think about search, I mean, search is a data problem, right? And that ties in nicely into security, because security is also a data problem. Where you're working with big data, but then you're trying to find malicious patterns away from non-malicious patterns in your data sets. That's where we fit in nicely. Now, you're talking about how Elastic Security started out. The platform was just open, right? People brought their use cases. It was just doing search, big data, and search on that big data. And then we saw that security teams discovered the power of the platform to do security analytics. And then Elastic said, okay, this looks interesting, right?
This looks a big use case, right?
Exactly. So we decided to say, hey, let's jump on this bandwagon, but make it super easy for security teams to bring their data on Elastic and then have already preset workflows on Elastic. So what you get today, and I think we'll dive a little bit deeper into it later on, but today Elastic Security, I like to say, is a unification of SIEM capability, endpoint security capabilities, and cloud security capabilities.
How old is Elastic Security? Because I haven't heard it until recently.
Interesting question. So how old is Elastic Security? Loosely speaking, the security solution on top of Elastic was formally introduced sometime in 2019. But again, teams were already doing security analytics on Elastic, right? But in terms of officially having a product that we're calling Elastic Security, it's been since 2019. But workflows have been built on Elastic even way before that.
You mentioned that Elastic Security also has like quite a lot of capabilities, like the endpoint protection and SOAR. Let's dig a little bit deeper into those. So what are those Elastic Security capabilities?
Absolutely. So, we still lead with SIEM. or the security analytics part of it, and it's a no-brainer because we're a data lake in that sense. SIEM is one part of the conversation. In 2019, apart from just introducing Elastic Security, one of the things that we also did, which I thought the company was very smart about, is we acquired a company called Endgame. Now, Endgame, we're playing in the endpoint security space. It started out as a project in the US. I think it was US government funded at the time. But essentially we acquired Endgame. And what we've done over the years is we're saying, hey, as users are bringing data to Elastic, they usually, at the time, they were using Bits. Now there's Elastic Agent. The idea there is, as we collect data, why don't we also protect those assets from which we're collecting the data? And that's how endpoint security was born. And it's a good combination with the SIEM, because as you're protecting the endpoints, the agent is also able to collect telemetry from off the endpoints. And security today is at a point where when we're doing the investigations, we also want what we call evidence-based types of investigations. So combining SIEM capability together with endpoint security capability gives our users basically that full turnkey kind of solution, all the way from collecting relevant security data, but then also protecting their assets, and then collecting other data outside the endpoints, and then being able to do the correlation. The last part that I mentioned is cloud security, right? Now, I like to think of cloud as, I mean, we've been talking about cloud for a long time. We've been saying cloud is the future, but let's be honest, one way or another, we're already using cloud, right? So cloud also presents its own unique cybersecurity challenges by virtue of how the concept has been designed. So what Elastic is doing is we're going in there and saying, hey, what are the unique challenges in cloud environments that teams are facing, and how can we help them? The biggest challenge is misconfigurations, right? Because cloud is scalability and all those juicy things, but then over time, it leads to misconfigurations. So we're doing automated checks and helping you with what we call cloud security posture management. Essentially, we're just checking how you're configuring your cloud environments, and then just giving you the findings and the remediations and recommendations.
You mentioned like SIEM and EDR capabilities, and now also the cloud security part. But previously, you said the word SOAR. How does this work there?
I wouldn't claim Elastic is a SOAR platform. So we don't tag ourselves as a SOAR platform. One of the tenets we have in security, or one of the objectives we've set for ourselves in the security space, is to create as many automation or automated workflows within Elastic as much as possible without being tempted to call ourselves a SOAR platform, if you catch my drift. But I need to say, I mean, we're at the Nordic Baltic Summit right now. You've seen Tines are here. We do work very well with companies like Tines, where we can do the integrations into that classic SOAR type of connection if our customers want to use that. So there's twofold where we address automation and orchestration. There's certain workflows on Elastic that we're automating. If our users still want to use other SOAR platforms, Elastic is open and flexible in that sense, so we still will integrate with the likes of Swimlane, Tines, the Resilience, the Palo Alto XOs of this world. So you've got that level of flexibility.
Yeah, what I got from here was the same key point that you have paid attention to, like automating things on your own platform already, because other solutions somewhat can have like good CM platform, but like the automation part is not figured beforehand. So and then the classical SOAR will come into play there. Could you also like compare Elastic Security product compared maybe to other security solutions?
Absolutely. I mean, so what we're trying to do in the market as Elastic is lead with CM, the security analytics. And it's for the mere fact that that's where the majority of the data lies, right? Yeah, you can do endpoint security, but the data from endpoints is not going to be as much as the data from the rest of the environment. So we're leading with SIEM. But then again, it kind of ties back to what I said at the beginning. We started out as a search company. We are still the search company that's been trusted by so many people. So when it comes to just the speed of the interaction with the data, Elastic still is the leading search analytics platform on the market in that sense. And when you bring in the security use case, where we're looking at the nature of attacks we're facing today, in the presence of this digital transformation where there's a lot of data, Elastic is still that platform that gives you the security capabilities inbuilt into the solution. But additionally, also, and very crucially, that is grounded on a foundation of our powerful search engine. That is a major differentiator in terms of the market. The other thing is also just this unification of SIEM and endpoint security and cloud security capabilities built on such a powerful platform. You don't really see that as much out there. There's vendors out there that have these solutions, but they're disparate solutions. They're not properly intertwined, even at a technical level. And I think that's what sets Elastic apart in that sense. I know we're going to touch a little bit on the GenAI stuff, but also that is a differentiator in terms of what Elastic brings into the picture.
Okay, you brought AI into the game. So
yes. You did that.
I was really trying not to be the first one, but I couldn't hold it in.
Don't worry, it would have been my next question to go into. And tell us how the Elastic Security utilizes the AI functionalities and capabilities.
Absolutely. I mean, when you look at AI, let's look at our personal lives. Let's be honest. Most of us use ChatGPT for many reasons in our personal lives. And let's be honest, yeah, it still hallucinates and all these, you know, issues, but it works, right? When I need a thorough response concerning a certain topic, if I want to automate certain things, I was doing something in my home lab just 3 days ago, and I asked ChatGPT to like do some, you know, data analysis and to create a nice list and remove white spaces. And it did such a very good job. I was so impressed. So the reason why I'm sharing this is, I mean, this technology is amazing. So what we've done from an Elastic point of view is we've said, hey, how can we make use of this technology, but then bridge the gap between organizations' private data stored on Elastic with the possibilities that AI brings. What we're doing is we call this the Elastic AI Assistant. So generally, we want our users to bring their own AI to Elastic, right? So if you want to use OpenAI, which is where ChatGPT comes from, you can bring that service into Elastic, right? Now, as we use ChatGPT, one of the things you might have noticed is the quality of the response from ChatGPT is usually determined by the quality of the prompt.
Yes.
Right? So we've seen a very great opportunity to also say, let's look at security teams and what are the workflows that security teams do on a daily basis, where prompt engineering becomes very important. The accuracy of the prompt we send to the LLM becomes very important. So we've created what we call the Elastic AI Assistant. Bring your own LLM, connect it to the AI Assistant, and then begin to do certain workflows from the Elastic side itself. Workflows can be anything from, I want to collect security relevant data, right? Say you're a bank and you've got a very custom application. There's no integration package for it on Elastic. Use the AI Assistant. And because it's been trained on similar data elsewhere, it's going to help you with coming up with a collection package for that data. The next thing is query generation, right? I mean, you can get, you've got the data, you want to run detections on that data, right? Why not use the assistant to help you suggest use cases for that data that you have, for example? Or you could be moving from one platform, another vendor, to Elastic, but you're like, I don't want to re-engineer this whole thing, so I want to move my use cases from that platform to Elastic. Why not use the assistant? Because it's been trained on that data. So tell it, hey, for all my detections, I want to move that onto Elastic. Where things become even more interesting is now you've got your detections, alerts are firing. There's what we call retrieval augmented generation, RAG, right? So basically with RAG, you've got LLMs like ChatGPT that have been trained on public data. Your private data is not part of the training, but you want to interact with those LLMs in a way that you can also have your private data as part of the context window. Yeah. And that's where Elastic is also really coming in. So companies can have their private data on Elastic, and then they can create what we call a knowledge base and present that context to the LLM. So let me just give you a realistic example. So in the SIEM, alerts are firing, right? 4,000 alerts a day, for example. I just want to understand, hey, what is going on in my environment? What are these 4,000 alerts telling me? So I can feed those ones into the Elastic AI Assistant, and it will go through the alerts because it's been trained on similar data, right? it's going to pull out relationships in those alerts and tell me, hey, out of these 4,000, 20 of them are related to one attack campaign. It's a ransomware. Mm-hmm. And the first alert was this one. It was followed by this. This is the compromised user. And this is the compromised, or these are the compromised assets in your environment. So we're really taking advantage of it to really bring in efficiency to how teams are working with mm-hmm. AI.
Mm-hmm. So make it quickly actionable.
Absolutely. And when you look at certain key metrics within the security space, so the mean time to detect, the mean time to respond, we're trying to address some of those metrics. And security teams are beginning to see the value of it when it comes to AI on Elastic. The other thing is there's always privacy concerns. There's always security concerns when with the adoption of AI. One of the things Elastic has strategically designed in the solution is also to allow teams, first of all, to choose. I've got my data on Elastic. What data do I want to send to these LLMs? So you choose which data you want to allow and not allow to go to the LLMs. Additionally, even for the data that I choose to send to the LLMs, I can choose what we call anonymization. What do I mean by that? So yeah, the way we chat with ChatGPT, you can do that on Elastic. But then if I send user.name, the username is Sim, maybe I don't want to send Sim in the query, in the prompt. So we do anonymization of the actual value. So I'll send the user.name field, but then instead of putting Sim, maybe I'll just put something that is gibberish. But by the time the response is coming back in Elastic, what I'm seeing is Sim in the username field. So like that, we're helping with privacy, and we're helping basically with the safety of how you're using these platforms.
This is like super helpful because I think for me, it has been one of the most like time-consuming processes, actually. Mm-hmm. Like, of
you're a field man.
Yeah, and I'm using GPT from time to time. And again, if I need some additional ideas, the amount of time that goes like figuring out the prompt, sanitizing the data that I will not send out anything, like this takes quite a bit of time. And when I get the response, then I have to like retranslate it. And if this is already done, then it would help a lot.
So you said bring your own LLM. I recall it was used like bring your own device, but now you have to bring your own LLM. So what options are there?
Absolutely, that's a good question. So there's a whole blog on our website about this, but generally speaking, Elastic, I mean, when you look at, first of all, Gen AI and the LLMs that support Gen AI, mm-hmm. there's different processes on how these platforms or the models are developed. There's also problems, things such as biasness, hallucinations, sometimes even discrimination in how these models have been trained, mm-hmm. right? So one of the things Elastic has strategically done is we're not rushing, because there's so many models out there. We're not rushing to say, bring any model. Bring your LLM, but there's only select that we do support. Yeah. We keep on increasing this number of supported connectors to these LLMs, but there's certain criteria that we've set on which LLMs want to support. There's a certain set of criteria that mm-hmm. has to be met. So things such as the biasness itself, the safety procedures that the company developing those models takes, because we really want to support LLMs that have been developed with a certain ethic behind mm-hmm. it, if you can call it that. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we do support OpenAI, this Amazon Bedrock. We've now supported Google Vertex in the latest version as well. And we will continue to support even more models from some of these vendors. But the idea there is, first of all, is it a good fit for the solutions we have on Elastic? Mm-hmm. But then also secondly, you know, what are the steps these people are using to create their models, mm-hmm. right? So we're also looking at that aspect in that sense.
Can people try out the Elastic security somehow?
Absolutely. So I'm just going to be quick about it. You can download Elastic Security for free. You can use all the SIEM detections for free. You can use the EDR capabilities for free with a few caveats here. But our subscription models is basically the free and open license. There's a lot that is included in that. And then we've got the Platinum and the Enterprise. The key difference is, like for the Enterprise, I mean, for the free one, you're not going to have stuff like machine learning, for example. You're not going to have automated data management, so your automated data retention rotations. But in terms of just downloading it and using it, it's free. A lot of stuff is free.
So I understand that if there is some enthusiast who wants to build also their own like home lab and why not build their home sock, then with Elastic you can go to the internet and start
knit your own sock.
Exactly. No, but seriously, and this is why I love Elastic even before I joined. Just download it and run it. Mm-hmm. Like seriously, it's there's a lot of capabilities that is free. It's easy for you to learn. For those that want to learn, those that are new beginners in the space. But then even for organizations, I've seen some organizations use the free version in production just to test that it actually works. And then they move on to the paid version, but it's free to use. Yeah.
You also mentioned that the paid version and then the subscription model. What are the like main things that are maybe not free and what are included in the paid subscription?
I mean, I could go over the specifics of it, but in a nutshell, the major difference is the paid version is enterprise ready. The non-paid version is not enterprise ready. So there's certain capabilities that you're not going to be able to use. I've already said the machine learning, for example. The automated data tiering, the certain security capabilities where you protect the cluster that are not available in the open license, that are available in the enterprise license. But I mean, in a nutshell, the difference comes in the sense that if you're a company or an organization and you want to use Elastic in production, get a subscription because it's enterprise ready. If you want to use the free version in production, you still can, but it's going to require a lot of engineering effort, and essentially that's not where you want your engineers to be spending more time. So we help you with that engineering burden in that sense.
Okay, unfortunately the time has run out from us and it was super interesting conversation. Thank you, Marvin, for joining us. And I think...
Yeah, thank you, Marvin, and enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I wish we had an hour. Thank you.